Nevertheless, our beloved Ustad is with us this beautiful Monday morning. I hope he's not a blue Monday for my Ustad, because when he comes in, I look at him first. I see his energy and his power. Tamanto of Rajab, the 18th of Rajab, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayt. Our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussein. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we focus on chapter number 57, Suratul Hadid, the chapter on iron and steel. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions in the beginning that everything in the heavens, in the skies, in the earth, are glorifying Almighty Allah and they are reading the Tasbih. Subhanallah wa hamdihi wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. But you human beings and jinn, you don't understand this, but the other creation, all of them are singing the praises of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? Wa huwa alimun bidhati sudur. He knows everything that we have in our bosoms, all our secrets, all our hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, praising the Sahaba, the beloved companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yastawi minkum man anfaqa min qabli al-fathi wa qatil. You will not be equal compared to those people who made the initial sacrifices in Makkah Mukarramah. They were dicing with death and before the Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِّن بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. Those who made the initial sacrifices, their reward is much more superior. And those who embrace Islam on the occasion of Fateh Makkah, that is when the conquest of Makkah took place, and subsequently, they also will be rewarded. But remember, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For all the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Jannah. And this is in chapter 57, verse number 10. Therefore we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are unanimous on this issue. As-Sahabatu kulluhum udul. All the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are just and will enter Jannah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the messengers, peace be upon him, them were selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And they are ma'asum, they never ever commit a sin. Yes, they can make a mistake, there can be an error in judgment. That is for Anbiya and messengers alayhimu salatu salam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are mahfuz. Yes, they make mistakes, they commit sins also, but remember they made tawbah and repented. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala forgave them. Hence, none in the world has the right to castigate and criticize them. And if we do so, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who mock and castigate and ridicule the Sahaba, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a terrible, horrible punishment. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. Those who only paid lip service to Islam, on the day of justice they will say, نَخْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. Give us a portion of your light and effulgence and radiance to the believers. Meaning how in this world we have big problems when there's load shedding. These people will not have the noor and the celestial light and radiance. So therefore it's of paramount importance we do good deeds and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will grant us that light. أَلَمْ يَعَنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. What has the time not come for you, the people of Iman, that you humble your hearts and you bring about the quality of devotion and make zikr of Allah? When Fudail bin Ayaz, the sage of the age, rahimahullah, heard this verse, he turned his life and became a waliullah, a special friend of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. O human being, look at this life we are leading. Almighty Allah speaks of the three stages. I'lamu annama al-hayatu ad-dunya la'ibu wa lahu. Whilst we are in our formative years, then it is playing. When we were very, very young, then it was marbles and top and all soccer and cricket and so forth. Nowadays it is computer games and PlayStations and cell phones and what have you. Then when you grow up, now you are 15, 18, 20, وَزِينَتُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. Now it is the mutual rivalry and competition. My car must be better than yours, my clothing must be better than yours. And then you find that people show off with their cell phones and their computers and all these things here, but they will say they are the best of friends. And now when we're 50, 60, 70 years old, وَتَكَاثُرٌ fil amwali wal awlad. Now they are counting their assets and property, counting their children, grandchildren and so forth. So that is the reality of life. Why did Almighty Allah send the messengers and divine scriptures? لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Almighty Allah sent the Quran Sharif and Almighty Allah sent the messengers with clear signs and miracles, wal mizan, and with the scale, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that the people must lead a life with justice. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ, the surah is called Hadid. Allah Ta'ala sent down the steel, فِيهِ بَعْسٌ شَدِيدٌ, so people can use it during war. So see today the missiles and rockets and what have you. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, and there's great benefit for people. Today if the Jews or Christians, they embrace Islam, remember Almighty Allah states, يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ, Almighty Allah will reward them double the amount. May Almighty Allah keep us steadfast. And inshallah, today in Tafsir, we will start the same surah, chapter number 57, Suratul Hadid. We'll discuss in detail, inshallah, at 1:05. 1:30 will be from the archives. 2:00 will be our report back, inshallah. And 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, will be Q&A with Mohan Arafat, Hatia and myself. Barakallahu fikum.
Jazakum Allah khairan, Ustad. Let's begin, inshallah, this beautiful Monday morning. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum. I am from Rustenburg. Alhamdulillah, I have finally been accredited for going for Hajj this year, 1440, after about 4 years, Ustad. I have heard that it is acceptable to pay sawuk with interest. Is it permissible, Ustad?
Remember that all of you who are going for Hajj, so continue reading Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. So, O Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, and forgive us, O Allah. Verily, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. Ameen. The question regarding taxes, you have to pay tax to a government, duty, customs, whatever you want to call it. So, our fatwa regarding that will be, yes, you can pay that with interest money and so forth. So, your payment to Sahuk, I don't know what is the amount, but let's just say it is 1,000 rand or 2,000 rand, whatever. I'm not sure what the amount is. So, the question posed is, can you pay that with interest money? So, remember, many ulama will say, yes, it is permissible. My advice to you, it is the journey of Hajj. So rather pay it with lilla money, but if you pay with interest money, so that also will be acceptable and permissible. But better you pay with your lilla money, it is the journey of Hajj, so do not contaminate it, inshallah.
Well, let us go to Zambia. Mufti Sahab, may Allah grant Mufti Sahab long life and acceptance in his dini activities, inshallah, ameen. Could Mufti Sahab elaborate the issue of the dua after Eid Salah? Is it a bid'ah or a sunnah practice? We start from Zambia.
Eid Salat or Eid Salat?
Eid, E-I-D.
So remember that after Eid Salah, where Eid means for our people who are not Muslims, you know we have two Eids, meaning the days of our celebration. When the month of Ramadan is finished, then we start the first of Shawwal, so we have an Eid prayer. That is a special prayer to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When the Hujjaj pilgrims complete the main aspect of Hajj, and that is Wukuf Arafat, standing there in Arafat, then the next day, the 10th of Zilhijjah, is Eid al-Adha, is another celebration. So the question posed is regarding the dua. When we study the Seerah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you see that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made all the du'as in the ending of the second khutbah. So you know Eid day, first the Eid Salat is read, and thereafter the khutbah, the sermon is rendered, and in the ending of the second sermon, so in the sermon you make the du'as, so that is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the question is posed that after the Eid Salat, before the khutbah, you make dua. So yes, that is permissible. There is no problem with that. So remember, it is definitely permissible. However, if a person did not make dua and he continued with the khutbah, so the salat is valid, the khutbah is valid, everything is valid. We should not make these type of issues into big issues, and these type of tissues into issues, because remember, it is the day of Eid, so do not mar it with unnecessary controversy.
Ustad, there's a student saying, Mufti Saab, I am a matric student in a Muslim school. My school will be hosting a matric farewell dinner in December and in a hall outside our locality in which students attend with their parents. However, most of the male students come dressed in suit and tie, while the female students come very modestly dressed. And the listener says the dinner ends with advice by an alim. Ustad, can we go
for Brother, remember that we are still in March. I see you already worried about November and December, brother. I think you got a long istikhara to make. So they must remember, brother, all this is not permissible. This is the problem today. You must remember that the name they call Islamic school, Muslim school, that school, this university. But remember, we want to mimic the West. So where is this in Islam? We must have Al-Wida party and farewell party and all that for the matriculants. All this is just to imitate and mimic the West. Remember, the more we imitate them, the more we relegate ourselves and we debase ourselves. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no statement. This you must write and put in your house. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they conquered Palestine in the year 637, Gregorian calendar said, Nahnu qawmun, we are a people, a'azzana Allahu bil Islam, Almighty Allah gave us honor because of Islam. We do not give Islam honor, Islam gave us honor. وَمَهْمَا نَتْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ And any other ism you seek, then Almighty Allah will humiliate us. Look at the Muslim countries, look at the Arab countries, majority of them humiliated, disgrace, because remember, they think the West is the best and white is right. So that is the problem today. So all this type of al-wida and farewell, not permissible at all, nor for male, nor for female.
Ustad, in my mom's will, it states that all the siblings must get 1/3 for the girls and 2/3 for the boys. The will also states that my brother who passed on, his share must be given to his son. His son is no longer Muslim and goes to church, etc. Is he entitled to inherit, Ustad?
Yeah, there are three issues. When a Muslim person passes away, then remember the first thing will be burial, funeral expenses. Second will be the debts of the deceased must be paid to the creditors, whether it's personal debts, corporate debts, company debts. Remember, this must be expedited. Justice delayed is justice denied. And the third one is wasiya. Wasiya is for non-heirs. For example, you say that this person or that person or this organization, for example, you say Markaz Sahaba or Radio Ansar or whatever, so you are bequeathing to them. So that is what you bequeath. So if a person became a murtad, Allah forbid, he left Islam, chose some other faith and religion, so that person cannot inherit, you cannot bequeath for him as well. However, if the children of that person are Muslim, so then you can bequeath for them. So now that person passed away, or he became a murtad, but the children are Muslim, so you could bequeath for them. That's fine, the children of that person there. And because they won't be heirs. And the next one will be that you, the father or mother, passed away. So remember the surviving spouse, that husband passed away, the wife will inherit 12.5%. Wife passed away, the husband will inherit 25%. Then the residue, the remainder, will go to the children, sons and daughters, ratio 2:1. However, if the deceased parents are alive, both of them or one of them, they must inherit. If both are alive, 1/6, 1/6 is their share. And then the children get the remainder. And if one of them is alive, then remember they get 1/6 only. And because both get 1/6, 1/6 separately, independently. And then the remainder will go to the children, and that will be the ratio 2:1.
Mm. Ustad, you have to listen to this. That's our very good friend, Sister Natasha and Brother Marvin. She says, morning, my senior mentor, Teacher Mufti. I had a very bad, terrible weekend. Myself and my beloved husband, the attorney, as you say, always, we got hijacked in Mall of the Africa. Please pray for us. We don't know why this is happening to us, but we are good people. We never, ever break the laws of God. This is Sister Natasha. And she's saying, can I ask a question, Ustad?
Yes, go ahead, Sister Natasha. Please ask your question.
Why does the Quran talk about Jesus more often than Prophet Muhammad? Pray for us, Ustad.
Okay, Sister Natasha, Brother Marvin, we offer our sympathy. And obviously, we know South Africa has become the crime capital of the world. And there are so many unsavory things happening. So I want you, Sister Natasha, I want you, Brother Marvin, you are listening to us live here on Markaz Sahaba, Radio Al Ansar, and obviously the trauma to face the barrel of the gun or to face the crooks in the eye and so forth. You know the trauma it go through. So only Almighty Allah can protect us and save us. I want you to read one word with me. And whenever you lock your car, whenever you lock your home, whenever I'm going to go for prayer now, so just 9-10 minutes time or so. So whenever we go out, so remember that, in fact, here in front of my house, there's no light for the past 3-4 months. You know, street lights I'm talking about. So we have all these problems. So what should we read? So I want you to read with me, simple, and daily you must read this. Read with me, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, R-A-Q-I-B-U, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu. Ya, you are an English teacher, Sister Natasha, so Ya is vocative. So we're addressing the Almighty, O beloved Allah, O God, capital G, Raqibu, you are the all-observing. You protect us, you guard us, you protect us from the enemy and the hijackers and the murderers and the rapers and all of them, O Almighty. So you read Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu 7 times, and Almighty Allah's special mercy will envelop you. And if you want, then you read Surah chapter 12, verse number 64. Surah chapter 12, verse 64. I always tell my wife that she knows this verse by heart, and I always tell her friends and people who contact her, she must tell them to always memorize and read this verse. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah is the best of protectors, and He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. So my advice to you, Sister Natasha, you might find it surprising, but do it. MashaAllah, MashaAllah means very good, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, that Almighty Allah saved you. Ameen. You went through the trauma, maybe they stole your cell phone or something else. Take out 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand and give it out in charity to any poor person and say, we thank you, O Almighty Allah, that the matter and situation could have been much worse. Allah forbid if they pulled the trigger. Allah forbid if they murdered us. So many things happens. So it is only the mercy of Almighty Allah that we are still living. And yes, that is what you have to do. Read Ya Raqibu, and فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ibrahimin, chapter 12, verse 64. Why was Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, his honorable name mentioned much more than that of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam? So sister, if you want to know that, now let us go through and explain to you. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus' name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, his name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. We find that Nabi Isa alayhi salam's honorable mother, her name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. The messenger and the prophet whose name is mentioned the most in the entire Quran is Prophet Musa, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. 136 times. He was dark in complexion and Almighty Allah elevated him so much. The last messenger, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his honorable name is mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran. And chapter 47 is dedicated to the last messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can see yourself that the people who define, you must remember so much discussion, so Almighty Allah will mention their name more. Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, his birth is miraculous. So what happened? The Christians went and then they brought about Trinity 300 years or so after the Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus' time, and that is how they introduced Trinity, the Pauline theory and so forth. You go and study it. So they elevated Jesus to divinity and they made him the Son of God. When you study Judaism, then they said, Allah forbid, Ibn Zaniyah, the son of a harlot. Islam came and brought the right path and said, no, a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, he, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and his honorable mother, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra, we say in Arabic, Mary the Virgin. So both are ayatain, both are signs and symbols of Almighty Allah. Allah, Jalla Wala, is showing us his absolute authority, power. Allah created Nabi Adam alayhi salam without parents. Allah Ta'ala created Hawa, Eve, without a female. Allah Ta'ala created Jesus, Prophet Jesus, without a male. It shows the absolute control, power, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, Isa means to be fair in complexion. Maryam, the mother, means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. So that are the reasons and rationale. May Allah Ta'ala protect you, Marvin, Natasha, your family, and protect all of us.
Ameen, 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 Thumma ameen, Ustad. Sister Natasha says, thank you so much. May God always be with you. They say they are still traumatized. Marvin and Sister Natasha are not going to work today. Marvin was hit by a gun with this 4 or 5 people of them, Ustad. So
Allah Ta'ala protect you, Brother Marvin. You also read Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu. And every day, Marvin and Sister Natasha, give out 1 rand, 2 rand charity, and Allah, and make that intention, O Almighty, protect us from all the calamities and misfortune. Ameen. So if you do that, Almighty Allah's special mercy will envelope you.
Ustaz, somebody is asking here, what is the ruling of shaving the head and shaving the moustache? And did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam shave his head or moustache? This is from Dubai, Ustad.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam shaved his hair Mubarak when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed Umrah, the smaller pilgrimage. And when the Master alayhi salatu salam performed Hajj, then the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam shaved the hair Mubarak. So remember, that is why Sahaba say, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, La sha'aratuna habbu ilayya ilayna min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. One hair of hair Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our people say Baal Mubarak, so it is more significant to us than the whole world and whatever it contains. So when the hair Mubarak was shaved, then it was distributed among the Sahaba and beloved companions and students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. regarding the mustache, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man lam ya'khudh min sha'ribihi falaysa minna." He who does not trim his mustache, he who does not shave and clean his mustache is not of us. Islam does not allow the mustache to grow so long that it goes over the upper lip and everything. So that is unacceptable. In Islam, everything is cleanliness is next to godliness. So the hadith in Sunan Nasai. So best is to trim it, but if you shave it also it is permissible. So lengthen the beard and remove the mustache. That is what Islam teaches.
Subhanallah. Well, so we go to Maputo this Monday morning. There's a brother by the name of Ahmed Ismail. Mufti Sahib, we're requesting your du'as, please, urgently, here in Beira. A lot of people are passing away. I don't know if Mufti Sahib heard of this. I think cyclone, Ustaz.
Yes, Allah Ta'ala make it very easy for the people in Beira. We've been to Beira last year, 2018, and beautiful, wonderful coastal city. Allah Jalla Wala knows best. Remember, when calamities come, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّعَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala puts people through difficulty and sometimes through ease. But in both cases, it is a trial. So all of you in Beira, tell the honorable imams to read Kunut and Nazila. Try and help everyone, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim, in any form. Give them shelter, give them money and so forth. For the non-Muslims, you can give them lillah, sadaqah. Muslims, give them zakat and so forth. And obviously, that the authorities there, definitely, that if you look at statistics, they cannot manage with what is happening and so forth. Limited amount of resources they have. So read, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. Those who passed away with iman, remember they became shuhada and shaheed. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wal ghariqu shaheedun. People who drown, they are shuhada. People who pass away in these type of circumstances with iman and Islam are shuhada. So that is my advice. Always beg Almighty Allah for afiyah and hifadha. Afiyah, safety and comfort, and hifadat for protection. May Almighty Allah alleviate your plight and make things easy for the children, for the women, and the people of Beira. Yes, you are in our du'as, and Almighty Allah protect the ummah wherever we are from all calamities and catastrophes.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Ustaz, one more question. Somebody says there are rewards for sabr. When many people don't pay you for your work, so you get in debt because they haven't paid you, Ustaz.
Remember that there are two parts to this. Number one, the rewards for sabr, Surah 2, verse 155-156. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those people who exercise patience, endurance. When a calamity befalls them, like the people of Beira say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and unto Allah is the return. And read, O people of Beira and people who are not paid and so forth, Allahumma ajurni. You join the meme with the alif. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. O Almighty Allah, that you reward me in my calamity. Wakhluf li khayran minha. You grant me something better, O Almighty Allah. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustadi Ahmed. So the people who are employed and the employer does not pay them timeously, then they are zalim and oppressors. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you must pay the employee ay qabla ay yajifa araquhu, before the perspiration gets dry. Meaning before end of the month you should be paid, or end of the month you should be paid, or end of the week, whatever the contract is. And remember to talmatol. Talmatol is Urdu. To delay, delay is not permissible. And remember that these type of people become zalim and oppressors. So always you, the mazloom, remember the oppressed person. His dua supplication is always accepted by Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. Inshallah, 1:05, we'll be back with tafsir, Surah Hadid. 1:30 will be from the archives, the tafsir, and 2:30, our report back. And 8:10 tonight, inshallah, will be the Q&A with Mohan Arafat and ourselves. Make dua to Almighty Allah for our beautiful country and the ummah at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.